Rod said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 228. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
A warning has gone out to the peoples of the earth, saith the Lord. A warning that has come close to shaking the very foundation that they stand on. But they have not heeded my warning, says God. And because they have not heeded my warning shall continue. For soon the warning shall cease, and the ability to hear them will be no more. I say to you now, look toward the summer, for the reservoirs will go dry again. The heat will come upon the earth. The wind and the waves will roar once more. Hurricanes shall come with devastating power. For are not the tornadoes even now acting like hurricanes? And even then the tornadoes shall increase also. The rumblings of the earth will not decrease, but they will come back again. The shiftings deep below the earth will cause the volcanoes to erupt once more. Heed these warnings, and heed them now, before it is too late, saith the Lord.
Saith your Father God, awake and hear the words that I, their Father God, am saying, and realize the lateness of the hour. Realize the day and the time that they're living in. Realize the work that they need to yet do. The time is short. Great evil is coming very fast. Know me, know my word, know what I am telling you. Saith your Father God,
but woe, again say I to you, says the Lord, for you have not heeded the warnings that I have repeatedly shown unto you. Not only have I shown you signs around you, in the earth below, and in the sky above, but I have brought unto you many to declare my word, yet you have not heeded my warning. So therefore I say unto you, woe, woe unto you.
Praise God. Stay tuned for an All Prophecy News Behind the News program. But first this. As we broadcast around the world this Saturday evening over Superstation WWRB 3.185 and, of course, also over the Internet utilizing MP3 audio streaming and podcasting. The MP3 audio files, as I've said before, are compressed, so even you modem users can stream them right onto your computer from my website, www.neaiga.org. Download them free. There are 300 of them, including tonight's program. You are listening to Signs of the Times International Radio, featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman. As in the days of Noah, the Lord Jesus likened the days preceding his return to the days of Noah, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. And the Bible says that those days were characterized by great violence, Genesis chapter 6, verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. The earth today is also filled with violence. Wicked, demon-possessed men are on a rampage, even murdering little children, like Kaylee Anthony, the little innocent 3-year-old Florida girl. Between 1976 and 1994, roughly 37,000 children were murdered in America alone. What is the cause of this world's great troubles? The Bible says that the problem lies in man's heart. It is not his environment or his lack of self-esteem or his property. It is his fallen heart. Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That is why that the United Nations will never bring peace on the earth. It cannot change man's heart. UN workers can't even change their own wicked hearts. Only Jesus Christ can change a man from the inside out. There is peace today for those who trust in Jesus Christ. And there will be peace on earth when Jesus returns to establish his righteous government with its headquarters in Jerusalem. Psalm chapter 14, verse 2. The Lord looked down from the heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here is a radio check that I received.
Brother Johnson, good evening. Keith calling. It's Thursday evening. WRB 3185. Good program, good signal. I wish to make a comment, if I may. Coming from the Catholic Church, I'm most familiar with the role that the women have played in the Church, that the Church has become bastardized for all intents and purposes. The magistrate has become the whore of Babylon. But the thing is, there are a lot of good, devout people that are still in the Church that are misinformed. And a lot of times, like I said, it's a shame because a lot of times people are targeted and they can't defend themselves. In honor of Sister Johnson, with the year anniversary of, I believe it'll be Saturday, February 14th, where you said she entered our Lord's paradise, because if she's with the saints in heaven, which I'm sure she is, thank you, Brother Johnson, because I know you're a man that speaks the truth and doesn't go by hearsay. Thank you. Maranatha.
Thank you, Brother Keith from New Jersey, especially concerning my wife and the blessing there. I really do appreciate that. And I do understand that there are some Catholics that don't understand what they're into. And I hope that this little message from you may help some of them that are listening to the program to come out. So God bless you, and I love you, and God loves you, and that's the way it's going to be, my brother. Now, the Prophecy News Behind the News reports. U.S. recession has triple effect. By the time tonight's 30-minute program ends, 30 dozen more people, that's 360 more people, will be out of work in the United States if last month's employment losses have continued through February. Every time a family loses their income and tightens the belt, there's a ripple effect with many others losing their jobs. That's because of the 30 dozen that stopped buying the products from the companies that the many others were working for. Former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is now saying that the current global recession will surely be the longest and deepest since the 1930s. Watchman comment. Since the 1930s. That was a depression, folks, not a recession. Why can't they say it? The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Continuing. Sunday, May 6, 2007. Prophecy Audio.
Thus saith the Lord, America, the winds that blow upon you are changing. And upon all coasts of America, you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water, as will the coast of the whole world. For it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world, saith the Lord.
Outlying islands may disappear in Indonesia. Indonesia's outermost islands face the risk of disappearing altogether because of human-induced climate change and will require special measures by the government to keep them firmly on the map. The Indonesian Institute of Science Research said the government should ensure the physical presence of its citizens on those islands and build a high wall to prevent the islands from succumbing to rising sea levels. Indonesia has already lost some islets to rising sea levels. Now, this more recent prophetic word, Sunday, January 18th, 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
You are listening to the Prophecy Voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Continuing, next wave of banking crisis to come from Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe banks face an entirely new wave of losses in the coming months, not yet calculated in any government bank rescue aid to date. The dimension of the Eastern European emerging loan crisis pales anything yet realized. It will force a radical new look at the entire question of bank nationalizations in coming weeks, regardless what nice hopes politicians in any party entertain. The new crisis over bank exposures to Eastern Europe will define the next wave of the global financial crisis. Watchman comment, do not think this will not affect the U.S., because it will. The U.S. is already working on its own banking nationalization plan. Understand now, this is part of the plan of the New World elites, a.k.a. the New World Order, to control the citizens of the world. Does that sound a bit Antichrist familiar? Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And another, Britain's Brown holds talks on G20. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown set out a plan for the world leaders ahead of the upcoming G20 summit in London, calling for a boost to the International Monetary Fund's resources and for countries to renounce protectionism. Calling for a regulatory transformation, the Prime Minister said all countries, including regulatory and tax havens that had previously largely escaped restrictions, would have to take part. Watchman comment, did you hear that part? Would have to take part. Have to. The plan of the New World Order is now in the open and coming together rapidly. Get ready for the second return of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Continuing, Phoenix reels as Mexican drug kidnappings and violence grows. An unprecedented wave of third world style kidnappings by well-armed drug gangs in Phoenix has stymied city leaders and law enforcement reeling while driving up the city's crime rate dramatically. Despite arrests and the dismantlement of at least 20 kidnapping cells, a crime wave has turned the city into the kidnap for ransom capital of the United States. Police say the crimes are linked to the local drug trade. The surrounding Valley of the Sun is a national distribution hub for the U.S. drug trade, but others suggest that Mexico narcotics war has now fully engulfed the city. Watchman comment, what have I been warning about? Illegals. Now, our U.S. citizens are at risk in their own country. Why not just let thousands more in? Most know nothing but drug trading themselves. Luke chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. Continuing. Lawmakers, U.S. must enforce assault gun import ban. More than 50 U.S. lawmakers sent a letter to President Barack Obama urging him to enforce a ban on importing assault weapons, saying many such guns are later smuggled south to arm Mexico's ruthless drug cartels. They come to the United States from Europe and other places. They make their way down to Mexico, Representative Elliot Engel, a New York Democrat, is saying. Watchman comment, according to a reviewer of this report, there is no ban on so-called assault guns, the name itself being a misnomer. And this report is substituting disinformation for that fact, they are saying. Luke chapter 21, verse 26. For men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Continuing. President of special interest. The Bush-Obama bailout stimulus plans are not going to work. Both are schemes hatched by a cliche of financial insiders. The schemes will redistribute income and wealth from American taxpayers to shyster bankers who have destroyed American jobs, ruined the retirement plans of tens of millions of Americans, and worsened the situation of millions of people worldwide who have naively trusted American financial institutions. The ongoing theft has simply been recast. Instead of using fraudulent financial instruments, the banksters are now using government policy. Watchman comment, the elitist, again, a.k.a. New World Order, is only interested in lining its own very deep pocket. Any financial institution is suspect, including the stock market. Get out of it all. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. King James Version, of course. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be ye not deceived. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Unmanned drone prowls over the lonely prairie. Famed for prowling the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq, a remote-controlled Predator aircraft took flight over the wheat fields of South Dakota, USA. The first in a network of surveillance drones that could soon patrol the American border with Canada from Maine to Washington State. Customs has established 5 bases to act as launch sites for the drones in Bellingham, Washington, Great Falls, Montana, Grand Forks, North Dakota, Detroit, and Plattsburgh, New York. My, that's not very far from me. 5 Predator drones currently patrol the Mexican border. Watchman comment, great, you say? You will not say that it's great if one of these robots that the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned you about fires a missile at you, by mistake, of course. They do it all the time in Iraq and Afghanistan. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Continuing, U.S. aircraft carrier to participate in joint war games. South Korea and U.S. troops will hold their annual joint exercise in multiple locations throughout South Korea from March 9 to March 20. 2009, of course, the Korea-U.S. Combined Forces Command has announced. The United Nations Command notified the North Korea Armed Forces that this exercise is defense-oriented, focusing on a military readiness posture, the UNC said in a news release. North Korea regularly denounces joint drills by South Korea and the United States as a rehearsal for invading the North, Watchman comment. And this one just might be the one before the storm. Luke chapter 21, verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. Watchman comment, if that U.S. aircraft carrier lets go, the sea and the waves will roar, all right. Continuing, FAA, falling metal, did not come from an airplane. The Federal Aviation Administration says a piece of hot metal that crashed through the roof of a Jersey City business did not come from an airplane. FAA spokeswoman Arlie Salak says investigators examined the metal and determined it is made of cast iron, which is not used in airplanes. She says it's up to the local authorities to determine where the object came from. The metal is about the size of a brick and was too hot to touch even after about 30 minutes after crashing through the roof. Watchman comment, now what is a piece of cast iron doing up in the sky in the first place? Today's news just gets weirder every day. It's meteors, not satellite debris, that lit up the sky in Kentucky, Texas, and Italy on Friday, 2/13/09. 3 fireball meteors were seen over Italy just hours before the lights began streaking across Kentucky. The Kentucky Light and Sound Show was seen over a large area of the state, with some people saying it shook houses and briefly turned night into day. Then, on Sunday, 2/15/09, runners in a marathon in Austin, Texas, saw a fireball so bright that it was visible in the daylight. My, my, my. Watchman comment, Acts chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. And I will shew wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. My. Continuing. U.S. mental health planning for a pandemic. Each state has a disaster mental health coordinator. From stigmatization of people exposed to the virus to maintaining methadone treatment facilities, public health officials need a plan for a wide spectrum of mental health challenges that would likely emerge during an influenza pandemic. Public perceptions and conclusions will affect their decision-making and behavior, which will be especially important when public health officials need their compliance with social distancing measures and other pandemic-related actions. Watchman comment, My. This is the type of hidden agenda the prophecy voice has warned you that you are not being told about. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 8. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. Continuing. Prophecy. Audio from Sunday, May 6, 2007.
Thus saith the Lord, America, the winds that blow upon you are changing, and upon all coasts of America you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water.
Fulfilling this, New York City can expect big storms more frequently. New York City's average temperature could rise as much as 7.5 degrees Fahrenheit this century, and once-in-a-century storms could occur as often as every 15 years. A climate change panel has said, the report predicts average annual temperatures will increase by 4 to 7.5 degrees Fahrenheit, and extreme events such as heat waves, intense rain, droughts, and coastal flooding will become more frequent and more intense. Coastal floods that are now expected to occur once every 10 years could occur once every 3 years, and floods that occur once in a century could begin to occur in every 15 or 35 years. And this, Beaufort Sea coastal erosion increases. Researchers say coastal erosion along a 40-mile stretch of Beaufort Sea in Alaska more than doubled to about 45 feet annually between 2002 and 2007. Now, this more recent prophetic word, Sunday, January 18th, 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Is this president nuts or what? Obama signed the presidential determination which allows hundreds of thousands of Palestinians with ties to Hamas to resettle in the United States on January 27, 2009. USA national suicide is imminent. Last year, George Bush, by executive order, started the importation of 1,000 Sunni and Shia Muslims into the USA every month. Consequently, we have imported 12,000 Iraqi refugees. Those same refugees have fought and killed one another in Iraq for the last 1,000 years. That same executive order jumped those import numbers to 19,000 refugees in 2009. In the past week, President Barack Obama signed another $20.3 million bill to import Palestinians from war-torn Palestine. What can go wrong when we allow hundreds of thousands of people who have been marinated in a sick death cult, who voted for Hamas, and 55% of whom support suicide bombings, as they live here at the American taxpayers' expense? My. Watchman comment. I have warned that they want to make the USA into a third world country, and they just might succeed with Godfather Obama's help. My. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24. Make no friendship with angry men, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. USA Tomorrow, Ponzi Scheme Uncovered. With scam artists and Ponzi scheme manipulators making headlines these days, a new twist was discovered by investors in what they believe was a legitimate opportunity to invest in creating a news organization to rival USA Today. Jeff Lawrence is accused of defrauding investors and garnering huge amounts of money with a promise of creating a U.S. news publication to be called USA Tomorrow. Watchman comment, I received the first issue of that newspaper, but I was not impressed with its content and became suspicious enough not to subscribe. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
There's only one way to get saved, the Bible says, by receiving Jesus Christ personally as your Lord. It's that simple. Now confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Believe it in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says you are saved.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know. I really like to hear from my listeners. It helps to encourage me. It helps to keep me going. The need for February's programming began at $360. With offerings received, that need now remains at $180. Hopefully it will come in before the end of February. But still, I want to thank every one of my listeners for their generous support. Amen. Write signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, 13797 USA. With your comments, your offerings, your tithes, love gifts, letters of support, prayer requests, and any other blessing that you might want to send along. Here is another audio clip of a radio check that I have received.
Brother Johnson, good morning. It's Keith Smalling. Today is February 14, 2009, the second anniversary of Sister Johnson's departure into heaven. I just want to take the opportunity to say thank you for all the effort that you do in putting together the program. I know I call you regularly and I say thank you for all the effort. I know it's a lot of work and we appreciate the sacrifice. Maranatha, Shalom.
Thank you, Brother Keith from New Jersey. What a blessing you are, and you help me keep on keeping on, my brother, by your kind comments and thoughts about my wife. It's so appreciated, even on a day when it's been so hard for me. God bless you, my brother. Although today isn't that day, I still kind of get a little shaky over it. It takes only a few seconds for a short radio check, just giving how well you're hearing the program in the state you're living in, and the cost would be minimal to call my 24-hour voicemail if you keep it short, and record any time. But there is only one line, so please keep trying. 1-607-201-5663. Write SIGNS, P.O. Box 122-LISLE, NY 13797 or call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you, my friends, for listening every week, every time this program is on the air. It is such a blessing to have such dedicated listeners. You can hear signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all those on Superstation, WWRB frequency 3.185. Also, you can listen clearly again to tonight's program or any program. All programs are on my website with no shortwave interference. www.neaiga.org. There are 300 MP3 audio files there for you to listen to and download free right now. Also, daily updates of reports like I read tonight. neaiga.org. Be blessed, my friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the last day signs, the end times, being on the earth. My. I say that and people shudder and call me a cultist. My. It's in the Bible. Jesus loves you. I love you. And all the signs ministers love you. Revelation chapter 2, verses 24 through 26. But unto you, I say, and unto as many as have not known the depths of Satan, I will put upon you none other burden but that which ye already have. hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Wow! Now there's a Bible promise for you. Overcomers have power over nations. Hallelujah! I've got that power, my friends, believe me. Hold fast, my friends. Jesus is coming. Jesus loves you. I love you. All the Signs ministers love you. Maranatha, our friends, Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.